Filmmaker Wayne Wang is from Hong Kong. Now, you know his work, like The Joy Luck Club, The Last Holiday, and now The Soul of a Banquet. Well, here he is from Hong Kong, living an international life with access to everything. So who does he turn to finally understand what real Chinese food is about? Well, he turns to a woman, not in China, but in San Francisco, an amazing woman, not only in his eyes. Ruth Reichel, author of Garlic and Sapphires, sat down with Wayne Wang.
Hi, Wayne. It's great to talk to you.
Hi, great to be here.
So tell me, who is Cecilia Cheng and why did you want to make a film about her?
Well, Cecilia Cheng is a 94-year-old Chinese woman who grew up in Beijing and who has always loved food and inadvertently became a restaurateur in San Francisco. And she ran a restaurant called The Mandarin. And she, I would say, is the mother of Chinese cooking, at least for the northern style of cooking. She's the mother of Chinese cooking here.
Okay, but why did you decide that you needed to do a documentary about her?
Well, I have known her for so long, I've always felt that someone needs to document Cecilia's life in some ways. And I haven't quite found a way to do it up until a couple of years ago. It was Che Panisse's 40th anniversary, and Alice Waters were doing a whole bunch of events for the celebration and raising money also for Edible Schoolyards. And I asked Alice, well, what should I do? There's so many choices here. And she said, obviously, you should document Cecilia Cheng cooking a banquet for 12 people in her own home.
Okay, how old was Cecilia? This is 2 years ago, right?
This is 2 years ago. At the time, she was 92, maybe.
Oh my God.
She's 94 now.
Yeah.
And she has a mind that's so brilliant and so clear. I mean, she remembers more things than I do.
And you said also that she has more energy than you do, that she can outwalk you.
She can outwalk me. We went out. There's a park right outside her apartment. Every morning she would take a walk around the park, and it's all uphill, downhill, uphill, downhill. I walked with her, and I couldn't keep up with her.
It's amazing.
She has a stick, though. No, I'm kidding.
But you really feel that she is a repository of the history of Chinese food.
Because she's 94 years old, she comes from a history that don't even exist anymore. When she was growing up in Beijing and growing up in China, that was a kind of, you know, cooking that was completely destroyed during the Cultural Revolution. And she's one of the few people that maintains a knowledge of that, especially her parents who were so into food, even though she was not allowed in the kitchen, but the mom would prepare little tidbits of things and have the father taste them. And then the father would criticize, you know, what's right or wrong about the food. And so she learned a lot from that. And she learned a lot from that kind of cuisine. And she brought all that with her to this country. And she truly is a depository for that.
At 94, she's kind of a living history of Chinese food, and you've captured that. I wanted you to talk a little bit about what you think of the state of Chinese food in the world at the moment.
Well, I'm not completely objective because I grew up basically in the 50s and 60s in Hong Kong, where there were a lot of great Chinese food there, all different kinds. I mean, because all the immigrants went to Hong Kong and they brought their food with them. So there's Northern cooking, there's Sichuan, there's Hunan, there's Shanghainese, there's Cantonese. So I was brought up with all that. And then to taste, for example, Cecilia Cheng, the Mandarin, and the more traditional classical cooking, I've been very spoiled. So when I taste the newer, younger Chinese chefs who are doing things that are not based on real knowledge and a classical training, and they're just going out there and saying, this is Chinese food, and whereas it's just sort of a bunch of flavors and a bunch of ingredients put together. I'd like experimentation, but I think with experimentation, you always need the basic knowledge and the basic training to start with, and then you can then break away from it. I mean, I'm a filmmaker. I came out of a painting background, and that's what I feel about my own art. And I have more respect for the food when it's done with some kind of, you know, training and background.
And you aren't just talking about in the United States, right? You're talking about other parts of the world, too. I mean, you spend time in China and Shanghai. You spend time in Hong Kong.
Yeah, the thing that surprises me is actually China itself. Because of the Cultural Revolution, a lot of the more traditional food has really been, you know, left out or destroyed or no longer exist. There are some good chefs, they're still maintaining their tradition, but a lot of the food is really, you know, not quite what it should be. It's cooked very differently. It's cooked very fast. It cooked with the wrong ingredients. It's not quite cut right. So that was the biggest surprise for me. And if I really, you know, I travel a lot in Asia. If I really want to get critical about it, actually Taiwan has better Chinese food overall because a lot of the people that escaped the communist regime after the war went to Taiwan, and more chefs went to Taiwan. There are some that went to London, actually, via Hong Kong. So there are pockets of places where there is still really good Chinese food being cooked. And maybe the handing down of that tradition to younger chefs who sort of know that tradition is also there too. But it's not widely, you know, available.
Wayne, lovely to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.
Filmmaker Wayne Wang's documentary on Cecilia Chang is The Soul of a Banquet. Ruth Reichel is the author of Tender at the Bone. Now, you must do Cecilia Chang's recipe for lion's head. This is a slow-braised Shanghai dish from Cecilia's home territory. Napa cabbage furls around a big, delicious pork meatball so that it looks like the king of the beasts. It's on the website. Give it a try. SplendidTable.org.